I also like your comments about the issue of upfront therapy in a younger patient like this and the patient without DEL17P. I guess the big question there is, are you going to use something like FCR or BR versus ibrutinib? How do you think that through?
Yeah, so I think we have the data on the two ends of the spectrum. So we've got the patients with the highest risk disease with deletion 17P. We know we're going to use ibrutinib. And then we have patients with low risk disease that have mutated CLL with favorable cytogenetics. And those are the patients, especially young patients, who can get decade plus remission with FCR. So I think those are where we do have answers. And I think everybody else in between, it's a little more complicated. I guess what I try to describe to patients who understand this concept is sort of the area under the curve of side effects. Is it better to have something like ibrutinib, which you're continuously taking for years that should control the disease? Or is it better to have a short course of chemoimmunotherapy to try to control the disease and maybe have some years off therapy? And I have that discussion with patients about their various preferences. So I don't think there is a clear-cut right answer for those patients in the middle, but it does lead to a discussion about, is it better to use a novel agent continuously, or is it better to have an intermittent therapy of chemoimmunotherapy?